With the stock market surging, we've got some news related to one of the world's most famous investors. And yeah, we're talking about Warren Buffett. His company, Berkshire Hathaway, is currently number two on the Fortune 500. The price of just one share of stock in the company? More than $300,000. Now, there's been long speculation about who will replace Buffett when he retires, because after all, Warren Buffett is 87 years old. We've got some information on that front. Maggie Lake, hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake, and she joins us now. Hi there, Maggie.
Hi there.
So I'm seeing here that there are two men who folks believe are most likely to take over the company. What's the news there?
Yeah, that's right. And listen, these are big shoes to fill, yeah. But Gregory Abel, 55, is now officially vice chair of non-insurance operations. He was running Berkshire Hathaway's energy company, and Ajit Jain, 66, is the new vice chair of insurance operations. They're both longtime Berkshire veterans, both very well liked by Buffett, who's spoken very highly about them over the years. It's interesting that he's appointed them both, though. It doesn't really solve a mystery. Yeah. A few years back, he said that they know who his successor is, and it's a one-person job. Some think that Greg Abel has an edge because he is a little bit younger, but it may be that Buffett is just kind of hedging in his bets. God forbid something would happen to one of them. He doesn't want there to be a power struggle, but for now, they've narrowed it to two, but they're keeping the public in the dark as to who is the actual front runner.
It's like having an heir and a spare. I mean,
yes, exactly.
But just to be clear, Buffett himself hasn't announced any plans to retire.
No, that's right. He's 87. Charlie Munger's partner is in his 90s, but they're both in good health. Despite the fact they like Pepsi, they don't have any plans to retire. But a lot of people wanted a little bit more clarity on this front. And remember, I mean, Berkshire is a very vast empire, very big. But not only that, he himself is really an American icon. He's the Oracle of Omaha. He's who we turn to, you know, in times of crisis for that sort of sage, homey advice about what to do. He is a sort of larger life character. I think he recognizes this, and he understands people want him to lay out what the company's going to do about this.
Oh, interesting. And just as a side note, I remember Warren Buffett was also very opposed to undoing the estate tax, and yet that's happened. Has he made any comments about that?
Yeah, you know, he's commented a lot. He's powerful enough and stands on his own that he's not afraid to sort of talk to power, to say you're wrong. He's long advocated for more taxes on the rich. He also weighs in on speculative. He's not always been a big fan of tech, even though he has some investments. He just spoke out about Bitcoin. He said he thinks it's going to end a disaster. So he is that kind of, you know, person who he's really a traditionalist. He believes in making money the old-fashioned way, of really understanding stocks. And so, you know, that's why people call him the Oracle. It's interesting, these two men, they're going to take over the empire, but I think it's pretty clear that no one is going to be able to fill that role that he does, driving around his old Oldsmobile holding court in Omaha, Nebraska, yeah, for all those people who venture there every year.
So we got about 30 seconds here. I mean, just tell us, what is at stake for Berkshire Hathaway when this transition does eventually happen?
Well, it's hard. I mean, he really has been the company. Can they keep up that kind of performance? Is it really a formula they have? Or is this just Warren Buffett's gut, him and Charlie Munger just knowing what bets to make? I think that's unknown. And that's what's going to fall to these two gentlemen, as well as his son, who's going to be chairman, to try to replicate that sort of success and maybe a once in a lifetime situation. I'm sure his investors are hoping they can do it, though.
Absolutely. Well, Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.